Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Baltimore Sports Talk with your hosts Rob McQuay and Jeff Coles, also featuring Philly Jeff Dye. Now, get your game on.
Okay, folks, it is Baltimore Sports Talk here on Monday morning. Monday morning quarterback here on MQFL Live right here on the blogtalkradio.com network. I'm Rob McQuay, your host. My co-host is Jeff Coles out in Mount Vernon, Ohio. And, Jeff, it's kind of a Black Monday around here once again.
Or a pink slip Monday on a lot of places.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, not around here, though. You know what? We'll start off with that whole thing. But, you know, for whatever the Ravens didn't do this year, and they, of course, they went 5-11, finished up losing to Cincinnati yesterday. 5-11, the number six draft pick, so it was not a good season for the Baltimore Ravens. But you know what? Having said all of that and everything that went on, I actually think that John Harbaugh did a good job of coaching this team. The team was competitive in all but, like, two games. You know, and they were able to muster five wins, so they're not the worst team in the NFL. But Harbaugh, you know, he's not going to get a pink slip. But there's some other guys that did in some likely places, kind of near you.
Yeah, well, you know, that's been the coaching mill. I mean, they've just one coach after another and one bad draft pick after another, it seems.
And a revolving door for quarterbacks, too. They'll be getting a new quarterback this year in the draft.
Yeah, and they will be, I've got to say, not only have they lost, a coach and a general manager, I think they will be minus one quarterback pretty soon.
Yeah. And,
I think, of course, Johnny Heisel ball.
Yeah, and there's a lot of speculation as to where he'll end up. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if he doesn't end up in Dallas, given the Jerry Jones whole thing with that draft. He wanted to get Manziel, and he got talked out of it. I'm not sure how that happened, but I wouldn't be a bit surprised.
Actually, is somebody intelligent in Dallas? Then we know.
Yeah, but Jerry Jones, he's the GM, he's everything. How did he not get what he wanted on that draft? Anyway.
No.
But I wouldn't be a bit surprised to find Johnny Manziel in a Dallas uniform next year. And
if the NFL expands to Las Vegas, then that's where he'll go.
Yeah. So Cleveland has, what do they have? Do they have number three? The number three pick?
Yeah, I think Tennessee has number one.
Tennessee does have number one. That's correct.
I've got to get the list because I know they were. They'll waste another draft pick. I mean, they've had awful, awful draft picks over the years. I mean, Tim Couch being not the
leader. What's going on there, Jeff? Why?
Well,
why
what's happening is this. I think that they have football people who are intelligent, that observe well, take good notes, and nobody listens to them. They've got people for they look at statistics and they don't look at mechanics. They look at emotion instead. They work on emotion instead of logic. They don't make good decisions, and they bring people in that are absolutely horrible.
I don't know why. I mean, when you look at Johnny Manziel, I mean, I think everybody thought that he would be a decent NFL player. Now, not necessarily a great NFL quarterback. I wonder if he'd be one of those guys like we talked about with Tim Tebow that might consider, you know, changing positions. But how is it that good players that end up going to Cleveland become not good players? I don't understand it.
Well, I don't think Manziel was necessarily an NFL quarterback.
Well, okay.
I think,
fair enough.
I think he didn't have the I think he got away with a lot of stuff in college because he was quick, and I don't think that those type of antics are are going to pass for an NFL quarterback. And,
yeah.
And when you think about it, it's interesting that you brought up Tebow in this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the thing I hear about both of these guys is that if somebody drops the ball or there's a broken play, they might be one of the best players on the field.
Right.
But you can't go into a huddle calling a broken play every time. But when it comes to a system, you know, working a system, being a standard NFL quarterback, neither one of those guys can do that.
Right. Right. that's kind of funny. Just the idea of, okay, guys, here's the play we're going to call. Do your best to make it not work out so I can improvise.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find the draft order here for this year, but Draft Central at NFL still has the tracker from last year. So I'm not sure. Maybe, you know what, let me just Google it. Instead of going to NFL, we'll just Google 2016 draft, NFL draft, and see what pops up.
Browns have 3 wins. Titans have 3 wins. So I guess they're what, first and second?
Wow. Well, then who has four wins then?
Okay, we have 4 wins. The Chargers, Dallas. That's the worst record they've had since. I think that's the record in the current regime.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. NFL draft news. Let's see. Here we go. Titans pick first. Yeah. They got to let me. There we go. Every time you hit these pages, you know, these videos pop up now. Number one pick. Okay. Tennessee. Oh, here we go. Okay, yeah. Browns have number 2. So it's Titans 1. Cleveland's 2, San Diego 3, Dallas 4, Jacksonville 5, Baltimore 6. Oh, my goodness. How did Baltimore get ahead of San Francisco? San Francisco is picking number 7. I thought they were worse. I guess they pulled out a couple of other wins that I just don't recall. Because I thought they were a worse team than the Ravens this year.
Yeah, I can't believe they actually won 5 games out there.
Yeah. So, okay, 49ers, Dolphins, Bucks, Giants, Bears, Saints, Eagles. Eagles are drafting number 13. Interesting. Hear from Philly Jeff about that. The Raiders, Rams, Lions? Yeah, that's right. They came on. The Falcons down at 17. Colts, 18, the Bills 19, the Jets 20, and I guess that's all they've. I suppose, is that true? How many teams do we have in the playoffs? Oh yeah,
12 in the play.
Well, that's right. Now, but the England, the New England Patriots do not have a first round pick this year, because that is punishment for Deflategate. So actually, the first round will only have 31 picks.
Oh, okay.
Which is interesting. So I guess, yeah. So the draft order from 20 teams that did not make the playoffs. So those, that order is set, and then of course, all those teams in the playoffs, their draft order will get set depending on how they do in the playoffs. So there we are. Yeah, the Browns have the number two pick. And, you know, I guess they're gonna draft a quarterback. So that should be...
Well, now they're stuck drafting quarterback. And, you know, given the... you know, given, like I said, the previous drafts, are they going to draft a quarterback that'll be NFL caliber? Well, let's face it, they've got Colt McCoy. He's a quarterback on an NFL team. And Brandon Whedon, he's a quarterback on an NFL team.
Right.
Just not the Browns.
Right. Well, that's right. And that's what I'm saying. It's like, what the heck happened? Look at Terrence West drafted as, potentially starting running back there, and I guess, you know, he had some other issues or whatever, but and they ended up cutting him or releasing him or whatever, not re-signing him. I don't know exactly what happened there, and he lands in his hometown in Baltimore, and I thought he ran the ball well in the time that he had, and you know, it should be interesting to see going forward for the Ravens. Because I don't think they don't really have too many issues at running back. I guess that Forsett will come back, but Taliaferro, Buck Allen, Terrence West, and then of course you've got the fullback Juszczyk. So I think they're fairly well set there. All right, let's. We were talking about firing, so you know, Mike Pettine is fired from the Cleveland Browns, but earlier. The Eagles fired Chip Kelly, and Philly Jeff called that one before it happened. I got a text from him this time last week, and he said something to the effect of watch for firings and releases. And so I'm bringing Philly Jeff in. How did you know, Philly Jeff, that Chip Kelly would not be back with the Philadelphia Eagles?
Way to go.
It's in the magic crystals.
I sound like you've been taking some magic crystals.
Yeah. No, it's what's Johnny Carson's old thing? Karnak?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Karnak right. The Magnificent. No, it's I didn't expect it to be that early, but the mm-hmm. bottom line was the primary reason was you're gonna play the game my way, and you know, when he was asked, look, would you just be the coach, and he said no, I want all of it.
Yeah.
He put himself in an untenable situation, and
right.
You know, it's interesting that you know, when Pat Shurmur ran the team Sunday, you know, there were some and again the defense was still but. You know, the offense did
right.
some things that were different, and, you know, they scored for the first time this year, they scored two touchdowns in the first quarter. Now, yes, it was the Giants. I get that.
Right.
But then again, look yesterday. New England, I'm sure, was saying, oh, well, you know, the Dolphins. Or, you know, but again, I understand it's the last, you know, things were sewn up. It wasn't necessarily, but still, you know, we need a different type of coach.
Yeah, I'm not so sure, but I want to interrupt you for just a second. I'm not so sure about that.
Okay.
The Dolphins-Patriots, I heard a stat that Brady is like 6 wins and 8 losses against Miami. I think in Miami. So I'm not so sure, I worry about the Patriots at this point. I mean, not that I worry, because I don't like them. I'd love to see them knocked out in the first round. And I don't even recall they have a bye, don't they? They have a, because they got the number, didn't they get the number two seed, I think. But I, you know, I'd love to see them get knocked out, and I think that they're very vulnerable at this point with the injuries that they've had. So we'll see. We were just talking before we were looking at the draft order, Philly Jeff, and the Eagles are picking at like number 13, I think, which is I don't know, you know, kind of middle of the pack. It's what do you expect? Do you think they're going to have a decent draft, and do you think they anything that you kind of look at that you want to see them pick up early?
Well, I mean, look at it. Well, there's two things. First of all, what we probably need most is an offensive line, and there are several stud offensive linemen out there, including the gentleman from the Ravens. I think the look at it this way. What round was Tom Brady picked in?
Oh, yeah, he was like, I want to say fifth or sixth round, something like that.
And sometimes that's what you get. You get the diamond in the rough. It's like, well,
yeah.
I mean, and the thing was, we had a linebacker named Hicks who was drafted fourth, fifth round. That guy came out and played his butt off, and it's interesting because they were leading the division until he got knocked out. A rookie got knocked out for the season. They proceed to lose five of the next seven. I think there's something to be said for these guys that are, you know, third, fourth, fifth round that might
right.
be a surprise,
yeah.
You know, in that. But it's
well,
this,
that,
well the first
that,
thing is, you know, I'm.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things that the Ravens have done very well with over the years. They've done really well with, like, the third, fourth, fifth round picks becoming, you know, really good, solid, not necessarily stars, some of them maybe, but really good, solid NFL players. And a lot of times those round, you know, those first round, those high round guys, they don't pan out. So should be interesting. All right.
Well, and keep in mind, we are missing two key components here. We don't have a coach and we don't have a general manager. So in order to pick,
right.
You got to have
well,
the guys there to pick.
So what you're saying is their first round pick probably should be a general manager or maybe a coach,
yeah,
and then second
right.
round pick should be a general manager or vice versa.
That's correct.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
We need a franchise quarterback, and you know wherever that comes from, you know, and
not,
we need
not sold on Bradford.
We need something on defense. No, I mean, Bradford's fine, but you need somebody behind Bradford because Sanchez is an idiot.
Yeah.
You need somebody to
yeah.
groom, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like when
well,
Joe Flacco
Johnny
came
Manziel
into the league.
Well, probably going to be available.
So
oh,
there you go.
Go.
We'll send
oh,
him away. We'll FedEx.
Thanks.
Yeah. But he's gonna end up in Dallas anyway, so...
Oh,
you know.
Dear. Oh, there you go. Jerry yeah. Jones as
Yep. Oh, yeah. And some good news for the Baltimore Ravens this week because now it's official that Steve Smith is going to return for another season in 2016 and try to go out on top. So that's good news
which
for
you heard
the
here first.
Yeah. That's right. All right. Any eye-opening thoughts on the NFL this past weekend and as we go into the playoffs? I was really surprised that Denver ended up with the number one seed and that Cincy fell to number three, even though they won. And I really hate the New York Jets now. They might be my number one hate. Maybe the Steelers are still number one. And the Jets, I mean, yeah, the Jets are you believe that? You can't even beat the Bills to keep the Steelers out of the playoffs.
And they had it in their hands, and they just let it go.
Mm-hmm.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
About as bad as you could get. But I'll tell you who had really became the hero this weekend, at least in Denver, would be Peyton Manning coming off
Peyton
the bench.
What happened in that game? Because I didn't get a chance really to see any of the stuff. We had our closing show yesterday, so I didn't get to watch any football. What happened there? Did Brock Osweiler get hurt or was he benched?
I think I'm not sure whether he got hurt or he was benched, but apparently, I guess he hasn't. Maybe for the last maybe game or so, a couple of games, he is just the offense has gone nowhere with him. And finally, what happened was they just said to Peyton, are you ready? Are you able to come in? And he came in that last half, and I think it was like boom, boom, boom. He got him to score, and it was like he had never left. And not only that, he's got the rest now before his next game instead of 1 week.
Right.
He's got more time to rest that foot. But it looked like he was pushing off with that foot when he made his throw, which is really critical.
Yeah.
But ask yourself the tough question. Look at Buffalo yesterday. Did you see Tyrod Taylor's stats? And they still won? He threw for 97 yards and an interception.
Yeah.
Well, his run.
And they won anyway? How does that team win?
What was his because the Jets laid an egg, but hang on, what were the stats? He must have run for yardage.
He did. He ran for 67 yards, but he was not involved in any of the touchdowns.
Okay.
Yeah. Didn't he come close on that first run?
I believe so.
Yeah.
He may have set it up.
Right on the corner there.
All right, I've just pulled up the stat. Well, he had more than that. He had 182 passing yards.
Oh, okay. Okay, I must have only seen the first half. Still,
but he did score a rushing touchdown according to this.
Okay, all right, so there you go.
He had 10 carries for 51 yards. I mean, look, he's your leading rusher essentially. Well, yeah, he is. He was the leading rusher with 51 yards. And a touchdown, averaging 5.1 yards, a carry. So
Watch what you say about Tyrod because his mom's going to call in soon.
Yeah, that's right. That's another guy that I just kind of wish, although he's not big enough probably to do anything else, but it's another guy that I wish would switch his position from quarterback and, either be a running back or a receiver. Because when he gets the ball in space, he can do something with his legs, but he's just not that accurate of a passer. So
yeah,
I don't know. We'll see.
But he's the best they have right now, I think.
Well, that's true.
They have any to be better.
That's true. So all right, enough of Buffalo. Let's see, Cincy Pitt, Washington still looking strong.
Washington probably is going to be the, as far as I would call them the dark horse in the NFC right now out of the six teams.
Mm-hmm. Not seeing any of this stuff, but I'm just looking at the scoreboard here. Seattle 36, Arizona 6. What the heck? Did Arizona sit their players?
I don't know what they did. I was totally stunned when I saw that score I think Arizona is the most dangerous team in that division or in that conference.
I think it may come down, and Philly Jeff, since you're an NFC guy, but I kind of think it would come down to Carolina and Arizona for the NFC championship. But if they only kick two field goals against Seattle, and that game was in Arizona, not in Seattle. I'm just hoping that it was a case that they played their bench guys and didn't play let's look at their stats, because that's just terrible. Oh, I hate it when they do this stuff.
While you're statifying.
Yeah, hold on. Hang on. I hate these things. Isn't there some way that we can keep from having pop-ups? There we go. Oh, my goodness. Go ahead, Jeff. Since we're
Here's a bold prediction for you.
Okay.
And I'm fairly sure about one of these. I'm not quite as sure about the other, but let me put my Karnak hat back on and say Seattle versus Pittsburgh in the Super Bowl.
Wow. Think Seattle gets back there again?
Have you seen them this year against every good opponent? They shellacked Arizona. Heck, once they got on a roll, they shellacked everybody. You know, and Pittsburgh, I'm telling you, watch them. You know, who's going to challenge them realistically?
No doubt. Although the way they played against Baltimore, they looked pretty bad.
And then they said, well, oops, and then they put on their correcting hat and watch them. If I'm telling you, when you've got Antonio Brown on your team after that awful play he made and then came right back and kicked their ass, you know, again, it was Cleveland. I get that. I'm telling you, Pittsburgh is dangerous in the postseason. Cincinnati tends to fade like cotton. If they get
the way Cincinnati looked yesterday, and they don't get a bye, so they don't get Andy Dalton back. I mean, and the whole idea for Cincy was that they would wrap up the number two seed, get a bye, and then Dalton would be ready to play in their first playoff game, but. Obviously, that didn't happen because they dropped to 3. Now they have to play, and they don't have Dalton. They're going to have to play A.J. McCarron, and they're playing the Steelers. So,
watch it.
Yep. Go ahead.
Excuse me, but Andy Dalton is going to lose the cast this week. That doesn't necessarily translate to him maybe coming back early.
I don't think so. I mean, who knows? Who knows? But that's not everything that I've heard is that he would not be ready to play until the second week of the playoffs. And so that's what Cincinnati was counting on, you know, getting that bye. But I guess because of other things happening, I guess you don't figure that New England's going to lose. And so they bumped from number 1 to 2, and it's a mess for Cincinnati at this point, and I think they're probably looking at another year of not winning a playoff game. It's been five years in a row, I think, now with Cincinnati. They have not won. They've been to the
six out of seven.
Yeah. So. I think that they're going to be one and done again this year because they're facing Pittsburgh. And to your point, Philly Jeff, the Steelers are tough. I'm not sure if they make it to the Super Bowl or not, but I wouldn't put it past them, put it that way, you know.
Don't wear the bumblebee.
Yeah, please.
They got to get past the Broncos.
They'll nail Peyton. Peyton will go down again, and then they're shot. You know,
maybe, but that Denver defense is just, I don't know, Denver defense. And by the way, Arizona, I'm looking here. I mean, Carson Palmer threw the ball 25 times for 129 yards and a touchdown. David Johnson ran the ball 11 times, only 11 times, 25 yards. That's terrible. Fitzgerald had 55 yards. John Brown had 45 and. So it looks like their players were there. They just got Seattle just spanked them hard. All right, we're out of time, guys. But let's just very briefly, the Baltimore Orioles are at least rumored to be in one of two teams, along with the White Sox, that have their eye on Cespedes, Johannes Cespedes, to bring into Baltimore. And I like that idea. Jeff Coles, you don't. Tell me why as quickly as you can.
Statistically, a good idea, but he's going to cause he's not a good clubhouse guy. Everything I've heard about him, that he just doesn't bring that that team spirit to the team, and he's just he's not. I don't think he's an Oriole type player, if you want to call it that.
Because I would guess at this point the whole Chris Davis thing, while it's not done, seems like it's done. Look, Cespedes is a decent outfielder. He has pop in the bat. I think he's got a relatively decent. Well, here it is. He batted this year. He batted .291 with what's the middle number? .328. That is on base, and I forget what the .542 is. 35 home runs, 105 RBIs. This past year, that's a bat that we could use. Do you not think that there's enough in the clubhouse already to kind of, with Adam Jones and Machado, those guys seem to be kind of the clubhouse leaders. Do you think that they wouldn't be able to corral Cespedes?
Perhaps, but one bad apple spoils the bunch, you know.
Well, yeah. I don't know. I always do like to go with the whole chemistry kind of thing, because I do think that makes a difference. And yet, on the other hand, I want to say they're professional ball players. They should still be able to perform. But you're right. You can't overlook what all of that means. So. And they need a corner outfielder, and they need some pop in the bat if they're not going to get Chris Davis back. So, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Final thoughts, gentlemen. Final thoughts. Playoffs or hot stove or anything like that. Philly Jeff.
Based on what was just said, this is why Jeff Coles will never be the general manager in Baltimore. we're almost to the place where pitchers and catchers report, so we got to start feeling that spring thing coming along.
That's crazy. I mean, it's what? It'll be about a month or so. They report in February somewhere along the way. I forget exactly when. We'll have to look that one up. But, man, you're right. Because, by the way, Happy New Year, gentlemen.
Happy
New Year.
We're down five coaches in the NFL. How many more will be down by the end of this week? Could be a couple.
Yeah. So that'll be interesting to watch. Jeff Coles, your final thoughts.
Yeah, well, of course, the Orioles job is out for me, but I'm still mulling over the Eagles GM job.
Yeah,
so.
Why don't you GM the Eagles? That'll work good.
Thank you.
All right, well, we've got playoffs coming up this weekend. Playoffs? Saturday and Sunday. Yeah. So that'll be fun. We'll have plenty to talk about next week, given the playoff scenario and who survives to go on to the next round. So, guys, have a great week.
The Oprah Channel will be canceled this weekend. And Lifetime will also be canceled this weekend for the NFL playoffs.
Is that true? Aww. Or are you just a joke?
Yeah, I'm joking, of course.
Yeah, I'm joking. Okay. All right, very good. I didn't think so.
Yeah.
All right, folks, that'll
just
do it.
Switchboard.
That's right. That'll do it for Baltimore Sports Talk, our Monday morning quarterback edition for this week. Folks, have a great new year, and we'll talk again next week. This is Rob McQuay for Jeff Gold and Philly Jeff Dyer, wishing you all a great week.
Thanks for listening to Baltimore Sports Talk here on MQFL Live on the blogtalkradio.com network. Join us again next week as we explore Baltimore sports.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius. Today we salute you, Mr. Company Computer Guy.
Mr. Company Computer Guy.
You are the ruler of the RAM, the guru of the gigabyte, the monster of the memory.
Show me the way.
When we screw up the boot up, you are there. Without you, computers would megabyte.
Megabyte.
The countless hours we spend surfing the internet and accidentally stumbling upon porn sites would instead be spent working.
Working for the man.
So crack open a nice cold Bud Light, Mr. Company Computer Guy. For it's you who keeps our logons logging and our hard drives hard.
You gotta see this porn site.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.